What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards. As always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, George.
What's going on?
This is a Tuesday episode, so you'll be hearing us on Wednesday. Illinois is supposed to get snow, and, you know, Illinois, you could get, like, an inch or a foot, so you never know. So we took the precaution. Well, I took the precaution to do it. So now it won't snow. I don't. We're going to start in the NFL. We're going to go through the award winners first, then recap the terrible Super Bowl. The award winners. The MVP was Josh Allen, but should have it been Lamar Jackson.
Lamar had a better year, yeah, but MVP, look at the team Lamar had. Lamar had one of the best offenses in the league. What did Josh Allen have? He was expected to not even make the playoffs this year.
That is false.
They won't expect to be good at all. And he did. Josh Allen carried that team on his back. Josh Allen had a career year. I think he deserved it. I think both of them deserved it. But I'm glad to see Josh Allen.
They should have done co-MVPs for the second time.
Yeah.
Lamar should have won it, though. Lamar's numbers were amazing. It was the best year of his career. And he's already a two-time MVP. Like, no, not taking anything away from Josh Allen, but Lamar deserved it. Offense player of the year was Saquon Barkley. Everybody knew this was going to happen. Defense player of the year, Patrick Surtain the second. This is kind of surprising for some, for me, because you're not used to seeing corners win it. It was the first time since, like, 2000, I don't even know, like the early 2000s that a corner's won it. But good for him. Surtain's the best corner in the league. He's also the reason why the Broncos defense is the best, one of the best defenses in the league. Offensive rookie of the year was Jaden Daniels. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew the defensive rookie of the year was Jared Verse. The comeback player of the year was Joe Burrow. Should have been Sam Darnold.
Yeah, probably.
I think it should have been Darnold, but if you look at comeback player of the year, it's usually somebody coming off an injury, not somebody coming off from, you know, being a trash player.
Yeah.
And Burrow did an amazing job coming off of the injury that he suffered last year. J.K. Dobbins should have also been in the running for this, but I would have went with Darnold, but I don't get it.
I mean, Joey B could have been MVP if his team would have sucked so bad.
Coach of the year was Kevin O'Connell. Everybody knew it. The best award, the Walter Payton Man of the Year, went to Eric Armstead, the Jaguars' defensive end, so congrats to him. And the Hall of Fame class is Eric Allen, cornerback for the Eagles. Jared Allen, a defensive end for your Minnesota Vikings.
Great guy.
Antonio Gates, one of the best tight ends of all time. He is second on my list behind Tony Gonzalez. Antonio Gates was an amazing player. Sterling Sharp, wide receiver for the Packers. He finally got in. He will join his brother, Shannon Sharp, in the Hall of Fame now. And that is it. And that means Eli Manning did not make it in as first ballot Hall of Famer, and thank God. He will also not be a second ballot Hall of Famer because there are so many first ballot Hall of Famers next year. And for one, Eli shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, period. But just because you win two Super Bowls, he finished his career under 500. He has a worse career passer rating than Daniel Jones does. Think about that. And he's not a Hall of Famer, but he will be. Because anybody can get in to the Hall of Fame. Super Bowl recap. The Eagles dominated the Chiefs 40-22. Jalen Hurts, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. He also had 72 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. He was the Super Bowl MVP. Didn't deserve it. Devontae Smith, 69 yards and a touchdown. Josh Sweat had 2.5 sacks. He should have won Super Bowl MVP. Josh Sweat was... He wrecked the game. Cooper DeJean also had a pick six on his birthday. Patrick Mahomes, 257 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks. Xavier Worthy, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns. This game was not as close as the final score said. Mahomes' stat line looks better than it should have been as well.
Yeah,
that was the worst game he has ever played. It was worse than whenever they lost to the Buccaneers, whenever Tom won a Super Bowl in Tampa. It was worse than that performance. I didn't think he would have a worse performance than that. But it was a crappy Super Bowl. Commercials are terrible. And the halftime show was bad, in my opinion. Gonna throw that out there. And I like Kendrick, but it was bad. Your thoughts?
I don't want to kill it. It's cool. Anymore.
Did you even watch it?
Yeah. Just to see my home suck. I laughed the whole time. And then Kendrick came out. I was like, oh, this could be good. And it was horrible. I didn't get any of the things they were doing. He played, like, two songs I knew.
Three songs.
Yeah, well, another one. Stupid. As far as he even played it.
I'm surprised they allowed him to play it.
Yeah. But, who knows who's going to be next? Freaking Jack Harlow? If that's the case, I will not watch it.
It was the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
How?
No idea.
They had that bots watching TVs. Because everything I saw was no one was watching this game.
So the NFL is finally over. And of course, thank God. We started talking about football for a while. Next up's the draft. Free agency. I'll have a mock draft a week before the draft. So that's the next time you can expect us to talk about the NFL. Unless something big happens. Which isn't going to happen. The Saints did hire Kellen Moore, the Eagles offense coordinator, as their head coach, like everyone knew they would. So he just gets to stay in New Orleans. Lucky him. Moving on to the association. The other trades that happened at the trade deadline, we went through most of them last week, but others happened, you know, on Thursday and Wednesday night after we got done recording this. The first one was the Raptors acquired Brandon Ingram from the Pelicans for Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, and a one first and one second round pick. Ingram signed a 3-year, $120 million extension today with the Raptors. It does have a player opt out in 2027, 2028. So did you like this move for Toronto? Remember, Ingram has not played since December 7th with an ankle sprain that should not take 2 months to heal.
That's a kind of trade. I mean, they gave up quite a bit of picks for him, a first and a second round. I mean, Kelly Olynyk, not a bad role player.
Also, the Pelicans are keeping both Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk. Many people thought that they would buy them out since they're on expiring deals, but their GM came out today and said that they will keep them and actually want to sign them to an extension. Which is weird for what the Pelicans are doing right now.
I think it's kind of a middle trade. Both teams got kind of something. But one team got more, which was the Pelicans.
The Pelicans won this trade. So. Brandon Ingram, I did an article on his extension today for the Raptors. He's played over 65 games once in his career, and it was his rookie season with the Lakers. He can't stay healthy. He's an okay player. He's not a star player. He's a above average player. But he can't stay on the court. Maybe that will change in Toronto, but I don't see that. Also, the Raptors are one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, and their GM already said that their main priority is the 2025 draft. So, don't expect Brandon Ingram to make his Raptors debut anytime soon. The Lakers acquired Mark Williams from the Hornets for Dalton Kincaid, Cam Reddish, 2031 first-round pick, a 2030 pick swap, but this trade was rescinded after Williams failed his physical for the Lakers. So imagine, you know, you just get traded, and now you get to go back to the team that traded you. The Hornets also filed a complaint with the NBA saying that Williams has no injury problems, which...
clearly he does.
The dude's played like 60 games over three seasons, so clearly has injury problems, and that the Lakers are lying. Great job by Hornets.
Fun office.
Yeah. They're not going to win that. It's kind of hard for a team to lie about somebody failing a physical.
Yeah.
One of the best trades that was made, in my opinion, the Cavs acquired DeAndre Hunter from the Hawks for Caris LeVert, Georges Niang, and 3 second-round picks and 2 pick swaps. DeAndre Hunter is a great player, great 3-and-D. He was leading the Sixth Man of the Year race. He's now going to be starting for the Cavs, so he will not win Sixth Man of the Year. However, this is a great pickup for the Cavs, who are the best team in the Eastern Conference by far right now. And for the Hawks, I don't know what the Hawks are doing. I think they forget that the Spurs have their 2025 unprotected first-round pick because they absolutely just blew it up. Because they also traded Bogdan Bogdanovic to the Clippers, along with 3 second-round picks for Terrence Mann and Bones Highland. And Bones Highland, they waived. So I don't know what Atlanta's doing. Do you like that move for the Cavs, though, getting DeAndre Hunter?
Yeah, just bolsters an already stacked lineup.
I'm not too worried about the Clippers getting Bogdanovic. The Nuggets should have made that trade. But Denver decided not to do anything. The Grizzlies sent Marcus Smart in the 2025 first-round pick to the Wizards for 2 second-round picks. The Kings were also involved in this trade. They sent Alex Len to Washington, who got bought out, signed with the Lakers today. And the Kings also got Jake LaRavia from the Grizzlies. This was a cash dump by the Grizzlies. The Wizards are keeping Marcus Smart, which is they're keeping both him and Chris Middleton, which is surprising, since, you know, the Wizards are on pace to have one of the worst seasons ever. Although they did have a 3-game win streak last week. Nobody would have guessed that. The Clippers sent Michael Porter Jr. to the Bucks for Marjan Beauchamp. This is a very mid trade, but hopefully Marjan Beauchamp actually gets playing time. That's all I want. And the Pacers sent James Wiseman and cash to the Raptors in a cash dump. The Raptors cut James Wiseman. He is now officially a free agent, and you can officially say he is a bust. Still love James, but...
I do love James. Because a wise man once told me...
Shut up. Other news from the buyout market. The buyout market is very, very bad. There's not very many good players in the buyout market. Ben Simmons did sign with the Clippers. Very mad he didn't sign with the Spurs. Instead, we signed Bismack Biyombo and didn't even play him last night. And we only beat the Wizards by 10. The Cavs lead the Celtics by 5.5 games in the East. The Thunder lead the Grizzlies by 8 games in the West. Oklahoma City is on a 6-game win streak. The Nuggets have the longest win streak in the NBA right now. They have won 7 consecutive games, and the Lakers have won 6 consecutive games. Of course, Luka made his debut last night, and he wasn't really the story because the story was one of their two-way players off the bench. Can't remember his name. But yeah. NBA All-Star Weekend is coming up. Starts off on Friday with the Rising Stars Challenge. Of course, the Rising Stars Challenge will feature 4 teams. Whoever wins that will be the 4th team in the All-Star game or All-Star mini tournament on Sunday. Saturday night is 3-point contest and the Skills Challenge. And the dunk contest. We already did the dunk contest because they were announced a few weeks ago. The 3-point contest is who wins the dunk contest?
Who was it again?
Buzelis, Mac McClung, Stephon Castle, and Andre Jackson Jr.
Mac McClung.
I gotta rep my boy, Stephon Castle. Underrated, though, I think Modest Buzelis pulls it up.
I love Modest.
The 3-point contest will be Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, somehow, Cam Johnson, Damian Lillard, and Norman Powell, who should have been an All-Star. Who wins?
Wow, what a star-studded field that is. I'm going to go Tyler Hero.
I'm going to go with Norman Powell. Having a career year, which you don't see at players his age.
But can we talk about how bad this 3-point contest is?
I mean, you expect, like, Steph, Clay.
Last year they did. No. This year sucks. And Ben has changed something. This is ridiculous.
And the Skills Challenge is also Saturday night. It will be the Team Cavs with Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. The Team Rookies with Zachary Risache and Alexander Sarr. Team Spurs with CP3. Chris Paul, and Victor Wembanyama, and the Warriors with Draymond and Moses Moody. Who wins? I always thought the skills challenge was three players.
That was two.
But from what I saw, it's just two now. Which makes no sense. Like, is the NBA trying to cut down the time? What, are they trying to have more time for the dunk contest that nobody watches anymore?
I'm going to go CP3 and Wimby.
I'm also going with CP3 and Wimby. The teams for the NBA All-Star Game. So, there are three teams. They were drafted last Thursday. It's Team Chuck, led by Charles Barkley. Team Kenny, led by Kenny the Jet Smith. And Team Shaq, led by Shaquille O'Neal. And then, of course, the fourth team will be
the
Rising
Shaq is.
Shut up. The Rising Stars.
Shaq is.
Well, four. So, I'm going to go through these teams and then tell me who wins all of it. Or you could pick the right. Are you picking the Rising Stars?
I don't know who's in the Rising Stars game.
Rookies and sophomores. And G League players.
I mean, they played pretty good last year.
They're not going to win the whole tournament.
So is
I'm going to tell you that.
Is Remy considered
in
this?
No. He made it. He will not play in it because he's an all-star. So Team Chuck is... It was supposed to be Giannis. Giannis is out with an injury. It will still be Trae Young. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Nikola Jokic. Donovan Mitchell. Alperen Sengun. Pascal Siakam. Karl-Anthony Towns. And Victor Wembanyama.
Tall lineup.
And very...
athletic. Long.
You want to say anything else before I...
Big man.
International. Team Kenny. I don't know what Kenny the Jet Smith was doing in this draft, but he took... Let's just say he took Anthony Edwards second overall. Over Jokic, Shea, literally any other player. But his team is Jalen Brunson, Kate Cunningham, Anthony Edwards, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Jaren Jackson Jr., Evan Mobley, and Jalen Williams. It's the worst team of any of them. Team Shaq is Jaylen Brown, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant. Anthony Davis will not play. He is being replaced by Kyrie, his new teammate. Kevin Durant, James Harden, LeBron James, Damian Lillard, and Jason Tatum. So who wins?
Chuck.
Yeah. If
they play defense.
And if they... International players usually don't try. Like, Jokic does not try at the All. Probably because he just doesn't want to be there and he'd rather be, you know, at home.
Riding horses.
Yeah. But if they all play like they can, it's Team Chuck. They also have one guy who is going to play hard in Victor because he already said that he is not there to make friends. He is there to dominate. So. There is no baseball news. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. That is your baseball news.
Yeah!
Also, Kenley Jansen signed with the Angels, but who really cares? Then on to college basketball, the new rankings. Auburn is number one, despite losing to Florida on Saturday. Alabama's two. Duke falls just one spot to three after being upset by Clemson. Florida moves up three spots to four. Five is Tennessee, six Houston, seven Purdue, eight Texas A&M. St. John's up three spots to number nine. St. John's has been the story of this basketball season.
They're pretty good.
Number 10 is Iowa State. Number 13 is Arizona. They moved up seven spots. Wisconsin moved up five spots to 16. Marquette dropped seven spots to 18. Ole Miss up six spots to 19. Mizzou down six to 21, and Maryland down 7 to 25. So the best games this week, and there are a ton of them. On Saturday, it will be number 16 Wisconsin at number 7 Purdue, number 6 Houston at 13 Arizona, number 22 Mississippi State at number 19 Ole Miss, and the biggest game probably of the college basketball season, number 1 Auburn at number 2 Alabama. On Sunday, number 24, Creighton versus number 9, St. John's. Next Tuesday, there are three great matchups. Unranked Illinois, they've been ranked for most of the season. They fell out of the rankings. They will be on the road to face number 16 Wisconsin. Also on Tuesday, 7, Purdue versus number 11, Michigan, and number 8, Texas A&M versus 22, Mississippi State. Then next Wednesday is number 2, Alabama, who could be the number 1 team in the country by that time, versus number 21, Mizzou. Moving on to other sports, Thomas Dietrich wins the Waste Management Phoenix Open. I did not watch as much of this as I wanted to. I did watch the final round a little bit right before the Super Bowl, but it was over. Thomas Dietrich absolutely dominated.
Isn't he from Illinois?
No idea. The Genesis Open is this weekend. It will not take place in Los Angeles due to the fires that happened. It instead will be taking place at Torrey Pines. Of course, the host of the Genesis Open is Tiger Woods. He was expected to play, but he has withdrew. Probably saw that coming. The only other sport this weekend, NASCAR. The Daytona 500 qualifying is Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. I will be watching that. Thursday is the two duels that will set the rest of the lineup besides the front row, which qualifying will set. And then the race is on Sunday. Of course, the truck race is Friday. Xfinity race is Saturday, and the ARCA race is Saturday. And the Daytona 500 is on Sunday. So first off, give me your pick for who wins this year's Great American Race.
Chris Bishop.
I'm going to go with it's his 20th year.
Kyle Busch.
I hate you for saying that. Now I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it just because you ruined it.
You can.
No. It's his last race ever. Martin Truex Jr. wins his first and only Daytona 500. Of course, remember that he got beat out by the fingernails length by Denny Hamlin. I would like to see Kyle Busch win it. It was 20th, of course, RCR, 20 years of trying. Dale Sr. Be nice to see Kyle, but
RCR sucks, so.
That's a fact. Next up is, who is your pick to win the NASCAR Cup Series championship?
Okay.
Remember, you picked it right 2 years ago.
Yeah, I did. Who did I choose last year? Was it Byron? Yeah. And we went to the Final Four, so. We
both picked two.
Yeah.
Because I picked Bill.
There's a lot of new rides. I really feel like Briscoe's going to take a good push this year. I don't think he's going to win it, though. I think he'll make us the Elite Eight. I really think he will.
It's a round of eight.
Yeah.
St. Mark's Madness.
A lot of good guys right now. We also have no clue what these teams are going to be like. Some teams might take dips. I mean, it's kind of hard not to go Joey Logano. It really is. The dude just somehow figures out a way to pull a win out of his ass when he needs to. And Joey Logano was the guy I picked 2 years ago to win, and he did. I'm not going to go Joey Logano, though. I'm going to go with a guy that is teammates with
Jimmy 3 years ago. Blaney won it 2 years ago.
I'm going to go with the guy that he's just on the cusp of greatness and this dude breaks out. And Christopher Bell gets his fourth championship of the year.
I hate you. That was going to be my pick again. I'm going to go. I don't want to see it happen. Not a fan of the guy. But it will finally be his time. Christopher Bell's teammate in one of his last seasons with Joe Gibbs Racing. Since, you know, he's lost sponsorship from FedEx and everywhere else. Yeah. Denny Hamlin finally wins a championship.
Sorry to Christopher Bell.
Will either of these come true? Yeah. It's going to be some weird...
Lost Chastain.
Shane Van Gisbergen.
I mean...
Hey, Shane Van Gisbergen is going to get multiple wins this year.
Yeah.
Because of he is...
The road course game.
Yeah.
He's going to win.
He is better than, like, everybody was saying, Chase Elliott's the road course king, and dude hasn't won on a road course in, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Now there actually is.
Yeah. I would say him and Tyler Reddick are probably the best. Him, Tyler Reddick, and Kyle Lawson are the best at it. And AJ Allmendinger.
Yeah. You also got to think that, you know, Kyle Larson's got to worry about not getting wrecked.
That's why I didn't pick him.
It already started. Yeah. At the Clash.
Yeah. It's kind of why I didn't want to pick Bell, because Bell has horrible luck. So, but I think Bell can get it done. I really want to see Televetic win it, too. I like Televetic a lot. I really think Vedic deserved to win last year. He was the most dominant call last year. Which is why the whole new chase sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it.
They are, NASCAR is talking about after this year, because they don't want to make any changes this year. They will be possibly changing up the playoff format next season.
They need to go back to what it was back then. If you want, okay, so I know what they did back then. I wish it was just, you know, straight off of consistency all year, no chase, no nothing like it was back then.
But, I'd rather them have a chase.
Yeah.
Like I like the 10 race chase.
Yeah.
But no...
No people get cut out if you have a bad race.
No winning you're in.
Yeah.
Because last year there were multiple guys that won that wouldn't have gotten in.
I mean, your champion wouldn't have been in.
He would have been in. Not by the time he won.
Yes. But he would not have made as far as he did.
Yeah. So I don't like that. I wish it would be consistency where they just do the 3 races every time, then you have the championship race.
Yeah.
Or, if you're not going to do it like that, go back to, if you want to keep it like that, how it is with 16 drivers, or you can go back to how it was just 10 races, whoever runs the best.
Those 10 races,
They are having bonus point. You do get a bonus point now, you know, old NASCAR, whenever I started watching, just a long time ago, you just get points for, you know, fastest lap of the race, leading the most laps. They took that all away. They are bringing back, you get an extra point for the fastest lap of the race.
This big 1 point, you know, maybe think, it's nothing. Most of these championships come down to you getting in by 1 point. So, I think it's going to be a good NASCAR season. I really think it's going to be, because, you know, you got a bunch of new people and new rides, and I think it's going to be really competitive this year. I really think it is. I mean, if we want, for Bowman Gray, there's not much to watch, though. But it was pretty competitive. I mean, people that you expect to make the show did, and some that you expected to didn't. And also, it is a, you know, a freaking size of a quarter minute track, but...
You will not truly know who the true competitors are until Atlanta.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now. Because Daytona doesn't count either.
Yeah.
Because anybody can win a Daytona. You put me in a car. Yeah. I can win a Daytona.
Atlanta's, you know, a track where it's going to be equipment. So, I'm excited actually for this year. I actually kind of am. I don't know why, but I am.
I'm excited for all motorsports this year.
I'm
excited for IndyCar on Fox.
So are you gonna go to worldwide?
No,
you don't want to watch IndyCar.
If I go to,
I'm gonna go to the NASCAR race because it's a playoff race. Yeah. It's gonna suck, but be cool.
But it's, I'm excited. I'm excited for IndyCar just because there's not that main guy anymore. Like, you can't just go in and say, you know, Scott Dixon's going to win the show.
New Gordon's that guy now.
F1, with all the improvements from Ferrari, with Lewis going over there, and the improvements at the end of the season, plus, you know, the improvements at McLaren.
Yeah.
You can't automatically say, you know, Max is going to win it, although he probably will.
There's one ways to never do it. Don't race it. You know, I'm excited for that to come out.
Yeah. Thanks. That is all I have. Enjoy NBA All-Star Weekend. I know that's hard to do. I will enjoy it because I will need stuff to write about.
I'll watch it and make fun of how bad it is.
If you're going to watch any of it, watch the game on Sunday, because I think this new format is going to be interesting and people are actually going to try.
Are you playing for anything?
Money.
Charity?
Money.
Or their money? I think they get money.
I think it's both.
I think this will be...
Adam Silver also said earlier this week, he implied that the NBA has talked about eventually making it the NBA All-Star Game, USA versus the world, which I believe would be the best option.
That would be competitive. Because then you got countries clashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they should have won.
Then it's just basically the FIFA World Cup at that point. But people's going to play the hearts out.
FIBA.
Whatever it is.
FIFA soccer.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see if that actually happens.
It's the best thing. And the U.S. doesn't want that to happen.
Yes, we'll
because the world team
is pretty good.
You're going to see it on Sunday with Team Chuck.
That's basically Team Mold.
It is.
Yeah. That's a tall lineup.
So thank you guys for listening. Enjoy NBA All-Star. We can enjoy the Daytona 500. I can't wait for Sunday. Actually, I can't wait till for Wednesday. Qualifying.
That's tomorrow.
Thanks.
Well, it's today for you guys. But
enjoy a huge weekend of college basketball. We're getting ever so closer to March Madness. Can't wait. So thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. Peace.